Today's daf is daf mem ches. So yesterday's Gemara was talking about whether or not the Sris requires Shalem Shlemos, full year's Meis L'Eis, from the day he was born until his birthday, to be considered a Sris or an Islandus, or no, just into that last year, but you don't need a complete year. And the Gemara quoted a Machlokas Tanoim, and the Gemara said there's a Braisa that lists when it says Shana by a Kachim, this is on Mem Zayin Beis, just reading outside for a second, and Shana by Batei Rechoma and the various halachas, all those Shanas mentioned in the Torah are Meis L'Meis. And the Gemara gave an example. The Braisa said one thing was V'chein Shebe Ben Shebe Bas as well, a boy and a girl, that also requires Meis L'Meis. So that's what the Gemara and Daf Mem Ches is going to talk about a little bit. What does Be Ben Be Bas refer to? So then the Gemara brought a Raya. How do we know that you need a Shana Meis L'Meis from birthday to birthday regarding all the halachas? The Gemara brought the source for each of them. So let's take it now from maybe the last line of Mem Zayin and Beis. The Gemara says, Shanim Sheba Steh Achuza Minon. How do you know the years mentioned by Steh Achuza is referring to the years Meis L'Eis? I'm going to call the Pater Kez. The Mispar going on to Mem Ches now. The Mispar Shnei Tvuos Yim Karlach. The years of Tvuos, and Rashi explained the drash here, that Pamim Shata Mocha Shlosha Tvuos B'Shei Shanim. There are times where you are able to sell three harvests within 2 years. That's only possible if you go Meis L'Eis from the day you bought it, 2 years to the 2 years from that date, you could actually have three different Tvuos. So then the Gemara wants to know, what about Shei Shanim Sheb Evet Ivri Munel? And how do you know the 6 years that Evet Ivri worked is from his birthday and not based on the calendar years? Amarkra, the pasuk, or the birthday or the anniversary of his sale. Amarkra, Shei Shanim Yavod Ubashivis. 6 years and the seventh. What do we mean the seventh? The seventh year goes free. But the pasuk says, Uvashvius is really going back on the Yavod. Uvashvius Nam Yavod, he even works during the seventh year, because during the seventh year, even though it's his sixth year, it could be in the seventh calendar year, which is the way he completes his sixth year. Rashi just explains the case quickly. Rashi, three narrow lines down, says, Vashvius Nam Yavod Kigon Nimchar B'Nisan, he sold in Nisan. Ukshagia Tishrei Yishal Shvi She'avru Sheish Lemin and Olam. Now Tishrei comes, so now he's completed his first year of the calendar year. Tishrei is the beginning of a new year. So then by the sixth Tishrei, he's completed 6 years of the Minin Olam, but he hasn't done the 7 years. The law says he has to work until the next Nisan to complete his sixth year. Even though it's the seventh year of the Minin Olam, it is 6 years from Meis L'Eis. So then the Gemara wants to know, when it says in the Braisa, Sheba Ben Sheba Bas, L'mai Hilchasa. One of the examples where you need a Shana, Meis L'Meis, is referring to a boy and a girl. What does it mean, Ben and Bas? What halacha? There's so many halachas of Ben and Bas. So Amar Rav Gida, Amar Rav Le'inyan Erechim. With regards to Erechim, you need a full Meis L'Eis. And Rashi explains here, because it doesn't say in the Torah, when it talks about the din of Biben Chamei Shanim, it doesn't say a full year, is a Biben Chana, because the way it works is 30 days to 5 is one area of Erechim, and 5 to age of 20 is another area. Is the Chamei Shanim part of the earlier, the younger age, or Chamei Shanim is part of the higher value? And the Gemara Darshan, you need a Chamei Shanim Meis L'Eis until it completes its first column in the tabular of Erechim, meaning you need a month until 5 years. 5 years means a 5 full years Meis L'Eis. That's what means Shiva Ben Shiva Bas. They have to complete their years regarding Erechim. Comes along with Yosef Amar, their Pirkin de Yotei Dofen. No, it's referring to our Perek of Yotei Dofen, a halacha that's in this Perek. We're in Perek Yotei Dofen right now. What halacha appears in Yotei Dofen is referring to a Sris, an islandess. When they say they need 20 years, it doesn't refer to 20 complete years. I'd rather say it does require 20 complete years, Me'esh Le'esh. So that's what it's referring to, Beben Ubebas in the Braisa. So the Gemara says, wait a second, Amalei Bai, Bai says, Mi Pligas, are they arguing? Even though Rav says Lagabe Erchen, if Yosef says Lagabe Sris, they both agree that both halachas require Meis L'Eis. So there's no machlokas here, they're just arguing about what the Braisa is referring to. But halacha l'maisa, Erechin requires Meis L'Eis, and so too the halachas of Sris require Meis L'Eis. So Gemara says, Amar Le'lo, Hu Amar Chada V'ana Amina Chada V'lo Pagina. No, there's no machlokas. I say one thing, he says something else, we just interpret what the Braisa is referring to. But halacha l'maisa, we both agree that they both require Meis L'Eis. It also makes sense to say this, because if you're going to say that they do in fact argue, man the one who says that Erechin requires Meis L'Eis, would they say that the halacha of Yotei Dofen, again, the Perek Yotei Dofen, referring to the halacha of Sris, would anyone say a Sris doesn't require Meis L'Eis? Doesn't Rav say clearly, all the halachas mentioned in this very parak of Yotei Dofen all require meis leis, which means Sris, which is a mission in the parak of Yotei Dofen, requires meis leis. And who would argue on this halacha of Rav? So Ela Leman Damar Le'erchin. So if there's really no machlokas, so what are they arguing about? Whether the Bryce is referring to Erchin or it's referring to the Sris? So Leman Damar Le'erchin, the one who says that when the Bryce used the words Beben Mubas is referring to Erchin, my time Allah Amar Le'Yotei Dofen. Why did he think it's not referring to the halacha in parak Yotei Dofen, namely that of Sris? Dumi Dehanech, because he felt that the Ben Bas should be similar to the other halachas mentioned in the list, which is what? Ma Dumi Dehanech, Ma Hanach Dechsiv, just like all the other examples in the Braisa of Sheachuz and Evid Ivri and so on, are all halachas mentioned in the Torah, Af Haninami Dechsiv, and so too Ben Bas should be referring to a halacha that's mentioned in the Torah, namely that of Erechin, as opposed to halacha of Sris, which is not mentioned in the Torah, and it's only halacha Moshe B'Sinai. That's why Ben Abbas wouldn't be referring to something that's not mentioned in the Torah. That's why he felt compelled to say this. But then the idach hi Shibben Shibas. If Ben Abbas is referring to Erechin, then Shibazachar Shminakeva Mibaleit should have used the terms Zachar Nakeva as the pasuk uses the terms. Those terms should describe the halacha of Erechin. The fact that it used the words Ben Abbas indicates it's not referring to Erechin. Therefore, it must be the case of Sris. Okay, so no machlokas, just an interpretation of what the Braisa had meant. So Amr of Yitzhak bar Nachmani, Amr of Elazar, Halacha, Rebbe Yossi ben Kifar, Shamar Mishum Rebbe Eliezer, that we hold this way, that they quote the name of Rebbe Eliezer, that what? That they say, this is what we had in yesterday's daf, that you do not need a full year of Meis L'Eis regarding Sris, rather it's enough to have 30 days into the 20th year, that would be sufficient. So Amr Rabbi Zera says, Ezka v'Eisek Havaya b'Zochet to go up there to Israel and v'Egmar l'Shmaisa b'Pumah d'Mara and to learn directly from the mouth of Rabbi Yitzhak ben Nachman who learned from Rabbi Eliezer. So he davened in such a way. Now he attacked was Zochet. We know Rabbi Zera was Zochet to go to Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara tells us in a few places. So Kislik Ashicha Ashkechet Rabbi Elazar, when he got to Eretz Yisrael, he was Zochet to speak to Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Zera said, Amris, is it true that you said halacha, ku Rabbi Yossi, then kifar, that you don't need meis l'eis l'gabei Sris? Amrlei, mistavra Amri, I said this for my own svara, but midikulei pirkintani, from the very fact that all the other halachas mentioned the parak, it says yomechad, it says, you know, shloshim shei shana v'yomechad, shemesar shana v'yomechad. V'hach halakatani, but here, l'gabei Sris, it doesn't say yomechad. Shmamina, mistavra kvase, that you don't need you don't need a full meis leis to gab esris, and that was his understanding that based on the presentation of the Shnayos, Hadron Lach Yotzei Dofen. Okay, let's begin the sixth parak now. Ba Simen HaTachton Ashla Ba Elyon. So we've been discussing the other day that there really are two different simanim of a woman's maturity. So Rashi just reminds us, Simen Tachton, the lower simen is a Shtei Saros, that's a Simen Aros. The Shei Saras below. And the Elyon's Boch is referring to the chest. So the Simen Tachton, the Simen Elyon. So the Misha begins, the parak begins, Ba Simen Tachton Ad Shlo Ba Elyon. If the bottom Simen comes before the upper Simen comes, oh, so the din is she's a full-fledged Gedola, because the Simen Tachton is really the Ikra Simen. And therefore, she's considered Gedola, and she could be Chaletzel Mithyat Emes. If she's in a situation of Yibon, she has a right to choose either Chalitz or Yibon. Fine. Ba Elyon, let's say the upper Simon comes, Achilo Baha Tachlan, before the lower Tachlan, before the lower one comes. So then, this is an interesting statement that Gemara is going to address. Afo Pish Iyafsha, even though it's impossible for this to happen. So Gemara is going to say, if it's impossible to happen, well, how did it happen? So even though it's impossible for it to happen, we'll see what that means. Rei Meir Omer Lo Chaletes Velo Mishav Emes. We do not do Yibum and Chalitza, because the Ba Elyon, the Simon Elyon, is meaningless. It's all about the Simon Tachlan. But Chachamim, Omer Chachamim say no. Even if the Simen Elyon comes without the Simen Tachton, O Chaletes, O Mishav Emes. One does do Chalitza Yibam. She is considered Gedola. Why? Because we say, Efshel Tachton Leba, Ad Shel Ba Elyon. Because we say, it's possible for the Tachton to come first. About Efshel Elyon Leba, Leba Ad Shel Ba Tachton. But the top can't come before the bottom. So meaning, since you see the Elyon, it must be that the Tachton's there as well. So when we see the Elyon, it's not because the Elyon is a Simen, it's not the Sheba, rather, of her Naros. The Elyon is a Simen, that there's also the Simen Tachton, and it's a Simen Tachton that's the Sheba for her being a Naros. So again, so that's the Indian. So Well, the Gemara is going to explain what exactly the machlokas is between Rabbi Meir and Chacham. It's a little bit challenging. The Gemara says, "Afal pishi efshar." If the Mishnah says it's impossible for the Elyon to come before the Tachton, but didn't it come? Rabbi Meir is addressing what happens if it does come. So the Gemara explains, "Again, afal pishi efshar v'efshar b'halaba." So, "Bal Rabbi Meir, afal pishi efshar l'rabbanon." So, Rabbi Meir thinks it's possible, even though Rabbanan think it's impossible. Sounds like they're arguing about whether this could happen with Metzius. So he's addressing that even though the Chacham holds it's impossible, I think it is possible, but when it does come, I think you cannot trust the Elyon. Elyon is meaningless without there being a Tachton. So then the Gemara says, well, listen, why doesn't the Mishnah just be clear and say, Bohe Elyon, Bohe Elyon, and not mention at all this idea of Efshar Lavo? Just say, as a Ba'el Yom comes, it should say, Rabbi Meir Omer, lo choletz v'lo mitav emes, because Rabbi Meir thinks it's possible for it to come first, but even if a Ba'el Yom first, it's meaningless for Rabbi Meir, and then have the Chacham respond, Omrim o choletz o mitav emes. They say, no, if the El Yom does come, Rabbi Chacham think that you can do, she'd call the Gedola, because why? V'ani Yadon, I would have concluded, because Mishum Di'ef Sharhu, because Chacham holds it's impossible for the Elyon to come without this being a Tachton. So the fact that there's an Elyon, it must be for Chachamim that there was a Tachton as well, and that's why she's a Gedola. So Gemara says, again, this is a little confusing, it gets easier after this piece though, Ilotana, if it didn't have the words, the phrase, Afal Pishi Efshar, that even though it's impossible, I would have thought, Habamin, I would have thought that from the Mishnah, Rov Nashim Tachton Asibereshah. Most women, the Tachton comes first. Umiyot Elyon Asibereshah. And there's a minority of girls who the Elyon comes first. But even though there's a minority, Rabbi Meir, who's the Tamei Dechayish Lemiyuta, he normally is concerned with the Miyut, and therefore, and Rabbanin Latamei Delochayish Lemiyuta, and Rabbi Meir thing, Rabban rather, are not Choshesh for the Miyut. And therefore, so if one sees just that there's a Simon Elyon, Rabbi Meir says, oh, so she might be part of the minority, that there's only Simon Elyon, and there's no Simon Tachton. I mean, everyone agrees Simon Tachton is really the Iker. The question is, whether Simon Elyon could be Megalatas that is also Simon Tachton. Rabbi Meir says you can't, because there are a few women who only have Simon Elyon first, and therefore you have to be choshish that they're part of the Miyut, and there's no indication that it's also Simon Tachton. But Chachamim, who are not concerned with Miyut, they say no, majority women see Simon Tachton first. So if there's Simon Elyon, we could assume safely that it's also Simon Tachton, and she would be a Gedola. So that's what you would have assumed, from had it not had the words Afal Pishi Efshar. And honey mealy bestamid, this is all only true when they didn't do a badika of the Simon Tachton. Aval heicha de batka v'lo ashkan, if they did a badika on the Simon Tachton and they didn't find any simonim there, eim remov delay rabbanon le Rabbi Meir, that case, in rabbanon agreed the Elyon kadim, that the Elyon came first. Meaning because Chacham agreed that there is a me, it's a people. That's, again, if it didn't say Efshar Lavo, I would have thought that it is possible for Simon Elyon to come before Simon Tachon. The only question is, are we suspect that that actually happens? So Rabbanan normally assume that we don't assume that. Since it's a Miyut, we ignore the Miyut. And if there's a Simon Elyon, we assume the Simon Tachon came first. But if one does a Badika, there's a Simon Elyon, and they do Badika and there is no Simon Tachon, even the Chachamim would have to agree that there's no Simon Tachon, and therefore she's a Katana, because it is possible that Simon Elyon comes first. Kamashon, we learn from this that no, it's not a possibility. There's not a minority of girls who have Simon Elyon first. The Mishnah tells us that it's something that's de'efshar. It's impossible for it to come. And vaday asu. So if there is Simon Elyon, there vaday was a Simon Tachton as well. And even though there may have been a Medika, we don't see it, we have to assume u'mintarhu tenasa. The Simon may have fallen off. That's what we learn from the Mishnah. Okay. So now the Gemara tells us, Bishma, this all makes sense. The Rabbi Meir is, again, he thinks, again, now the argument of Metzius, how that works exactly, I'm not sure. But right now the Machlok is Metzius that Rabbi Meir thinks it is possible for Elyon to come before Tachton, and Chacham thinks it's impossible. The Gemara is now going to bring two Pesukim, which seem to indicate, to prove Rabbi Meir Shita, that Simon Elyon can come before Simon Tachton. So Gemara first quotes a Pasuk in Yechezkel. Bishma, the Rabbi Meir makes sense, Hainu Dechsivit, says in the Pasuk, Shadayim nachonu usarech tzimeach, that the Shadayim come first, the Elyon comes first, and then afterwards the Shesaros, the Tachton comes afterwards. So we see it's possible that Elyon comes before Tachton. El Rabbanon itchami barley, but the Rabbanon should be the opposite because he holds that Simon Tachton always comes first. And the Gemara says, no, halchi kamar, the way the Pasuk to be read is Kaven Shishadaim Nechanu. Since there's a Simon Elyon, then maybe we know B'yadua Shisarayach Timech. That is an indicator that there is Simon Tachton as well, and that supports the Shita of Rabbanim. In a similar way, Bishma makes sense. The next pasuk is also found in Yecheskel, the Rebbe Meir Hayyudach. So that's what it means in the pasuk Basos Mimitzrayim Dadayach. Dadayach referring to the chest, the Simon Elyon. Leman Shidei Nerayach. Shidei in this, at least Ahav means to throw, to Nerayach. So Shidei means to throw, that the Shei Saros haven't yet grown yet. That's the understanding. So according to Meir, this makes sense. Basos Mimitzrayim Dadayach, that the Simon Elyon came first, and then Leman Shidei Nerayach, the throwing of the Saros that grew afterwards, Simon Tachton comes afterwards. That's Shita Tzuri Meir. The Elyon could come before Tachton. Elo the Rabbanon Yitzchak Chomi Bar, the Rabbanon needs to say the opposite, and the Gemara answers similar to what we said above, Hachi Kamar. Kaven Shebo Dadayach, since the Simon Elyon came, B'yadua Shebo Nerayach, then it's clear that the Simon Tachton had already come. That's how Rabban interpreted it. Or, Ibar Seima, my Shedei, when the Pasuk says Shedei, it's not meant to be thrown, to throw that the Sa'aru should come. It's referring to Kula B'dadim Ksiv, that's another way of Shedayim. They're both referring to Simon Elyon. No reference to Simon Elyon, Simon Tachton. Both Dadayach and Shedei are referring to the Simon Elyon, and it's read as Hachi Kamar. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Am Yisrael, Ikrafu Dadayich Lohadar Tebach, Ishatu Dadayich Nami Lohadar Tebach. Rashi explains, Ikrafu Kishitchilu Lagadu La'achot. When the Siman Elyon begins to develop, and you didn't go back from your bad ways when you were younger, so certainly Ishtadu Dadayich, when Rashi says, Gedolos Kol Tzarchem, when they're fully developed, Kishadayim Gemurim, that too, Nami Lohadar Tebach, you're not going to go back from your bad ways. Okay, so that's all the different drashas of Simon Elyon before Simon Tachtom. Now the Gemara wants to know, everyone agrees though, two lines down in Amud Beis here, Chuli Amma Miha Tachton Samchina Minon. Everyone agrees that if there's Simon Tachton, you could be so much on it that she's a Gedola. What's the basis for this? So Amma Rabbi Yehuda, Amma Rav, V'chein Tana Debe Rabbi Shmuel, Amma Krala Pasek tells us, Isha Isha Ki Yasu Mikol Chatal Z'Adam, when any man or girl, man or woman, does Nevera, so Hishra Kasav Ishla Ishla Kol Onshin Shvatara. This is the source that men and women are equally responsible and punished for violations of the Aveira. Even though we know Mitzvah Aseh Shazman Grama don't apply to women, when it comes to Lot Aseh, they're completely equal, with the exception of three that the Mishnah tradition says. But outside of those three, that men and women are equal Lagabi Averos and Lagabi Onshin. Ma Ish B'Simen Echad Af Isha B'Simen Echad. Just like a man, there's only one Simen to speak of. So for a woman, there's one Simen to speak of, namely Simen Tachton. So Ema Ohai Ohai. Well, maybe that one Simen could either be the Simen Elyon, or maybe the Simen Tachton. Who says that for the woman has to be limited to Simen Tachton? The Gemara says, because Kish, the Pasuk compares it to a man. Ma Ish Tachton Velo Elyon. Af Isha Tachton Velo Elyon. Just like a man, there's only one Simen to speak of, which is Simen Tachton. So too, by this equation, only women have a Simen, the name, the only Simen is Simen Tachton. And Tani Nami Hach, the Baisa says the same thing. The Amar Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yitzadok, Kachayim Mefarshin, the Yavna Va'amu. This is how they explain things in Yavna. Kevin Shabbat Tachton, Shuvei Mashichin El Ha'elion. Once you see that there's a similar to the Elion, you have rather the Tachton, there is no need to pay attention to the Elion, because the Elion itself is insignificant. The Elion is only perhaps a Simon, the Simon Tachton came. But it's really the Simon Tachton which creates the godless of a woman. The Gemara now quotes a Braisa, Tanya, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer, Benos Krochim Tachton Mimahir Lavo. In the city, girls living in the city, so the Tachton would come before the Elyon. It would come sooner. Bipneshir Gilos Bimar Chatzos, because they would bathe a lot, and so apparently that would promote the growth of the Shesaros, so therefore the Tachton would grow Mimahir Lavo. But Benos Kfarm, those girls who were in the villages, so Elyon Mimahir Lavo, the upper simon would come before the tachtom if they should tochnos berechaim, because they're busy working and grinding and using their arms and upper body, that would actually promote growth of the elyon before the tachtom. So Rabbi Shimon Elazar Omer Benos Ashirin Tzad Yamin Mimahir Lavo, that the wealthier families, the girls from the wealthier families, the right side would develop first. Shehu Nishef Be'apra Susan, that they would apparently wrap themselves in some type of a cloth, and that would promote the right side of Simon Elyon to grow. And Benos Aniyim, those of impoverished families, Tzad Smol Mimahir Lavo, the left side would develop first, because they would schlep pitchers of water. because they would carry their younger brothers or sisters on the babies on their sides, so that would apparently promote growth on the left side more than the right side. The Tanya Rabbanan, the Brayis explains that Tzad Shmal Kodem L'Tzad Yam. Brayis said no, the left side always precedes the right side. Rabbi Chanina ben Achi, Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Mi Olam Lo Kodem Tzad Shmal L'Tzad Yam. He says no, not true. The left side never preceded the right side in the entire world, the Chutz Mi'achat, except for one girl. He happened to live in my neighborhood, he points out, where the left side developed for the right side, and even when she got older, everything balanced out. Okay, not really sure what to do with this, but these are certainly interesting brises about the development of an individual. Gemara then says, Tanur Barn, the brise tells us now, Kohan is Nivdakos. So whenever you inspect a girl for a Shtei Saros, Nivdakos Alpinashim, you can only trust women and women who are kosher and trustworthy. Rabbi Eliezer Moser Liishto, that Rabbi Eliezer would give a girl to be inspected to his wife to look at. He wouldn't look at it. It would be inappropriate for him to look at it. It would be his wife would look at it. The Rebbe says, Rabbi Shmuel Moser Lima, Rabbi Shmuel would give it to his mother to inspect. Okay, but either way, everyone agrees it was a mother, or rather a woman, whether a wife or whether the mother, but only Isha could do the inspection. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, there's a difference of when we could trust a woman. And the Gemara is a little bit confusing here. The Gemara is going to break it down and make it understandable. But at least first right now, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Lifnei Perek, before she reaches the Perek, which is referring to Ones Devarim. Ones Devarim is age 11, so prior to the age 11, and also Bil'achar Perek, after the age of 12, that's when Nashim both get us on. That's when the women check for Shei Saros. And the Gemara will explain what's going on. Either before the Perek, either before 11, or after 12. But Tocha Perek, between 11 and 12, that's between the Perek, that ain't Nashim Boz Ketosan, Shein Masin Sfeikos Alpi Nashim. There, we can't rely on women, because whenever there's a Safek, so we can't trust women. Women are not Naaman in these areas. So before 11, we could have them look at it because it's meaningless what they say. We'll see what the relevance is in a second. But before 11, even if there are Shtei Saros, she's still Katana. And after 12, we really don't need a Badika at all, because after 12, there's a Chazaka, she's ready Katana. So the only suffix we really have is between the age 11 and 12. That's a suffix. And since it's a suffix, we can't really rely on the women. And the Gemara, again, is going to break down this brayso one by one. Then it says in the brayso, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Af toch haperek nashim botkes hasan, even during the 11 to 12 year, that women check, do the inspection. And the brayso concludes, V'nei menes isha lahachmer v'lahakel. You do, in fact, the Gemara qualifies, we only trust a woman, l'gabi achumro. But Lagabia Kula, we can't trust in her case. What's a chumer? What's a kula? Gadola hi shalot tamar. And if she says that the girl's a gadola, we trust her, and it's a chumer on that, we don't accept mian anymore. Now she needs a get, so we trust her l'chumer. And if she says she's a katana hi, that it's a chumer that she's a katana, shalot tachol. She's not old enough to do a chalita. She's a katana, that's a chumer also, that she can't do a chalita yet. But what we don't trust her, about Eino Nemenes Lomar, we don't say that she's still a katana hi, shalot tamar, that we allow a mian, so that's a kula. And we can say she's a gadoli, shetachlos, that's the chumra and the kula. So now the Gemara breaks down the braisa again line by line. Amar Mar, we said above, the Rabbi Yehuda Omer, lefnei haperek l'achar haperek, nashim both gadason, before the perek, which means before the age of 11, and also after the age of 12 is when we trust the women to inspect. Bishmar, I understand lefnei haperek, vayi bedika. I know why you need a bedika before she reaches the age of 11. Dimishtacha ulachar perek kashuma ninhum. If they find Shtei Saros before she's 11, and those Shtei Saros still remain after the Perek, after she's 12, we could render those Shtei Saros as a Shuma, simply a mole of some sort where hair is growing out of it, wasn't Shtei Saros of proving that she's mature. So you do an inspection before 11, and you re-inspect after 12 to know whether or not the Shtei Saros there are Shuma or not. And if they disqualify them, that's a Chumra. We could trust them the Chumra, that we can't rely on those Shtei Saros. Be'lalachar Perek lama libedika. But if, let's say, just to give a bedika after the perek, after 12, what's the need? V'homer Rava, doesn't Rava say, Katana shegil l'chlal shenose, when a Katana reaches the age of her years, which means she's 12, ain't a tzicha bedika, there's no need for bedika at all, chazaka hevia simanim. We assume that the simanim are there, we don't inspect her, so why would there ever be a case where an isha has to do a bedika on a girl, after the age of 12? So Gemara says, no. Ki amar Rava, when Rava says there's a chazaka, that shevia simanim, and you just trust that chazaka, that's only chazaka lemiyun. That now we don't rely on her mean anymore. Now we assume she's a gadola. Mean doesn't work. She needs a get. That's a chumra. About chalita, but to allow her to do a chalita now, that you need a bedika. Boy, bedika. And that's why we trust the girl to do this. So says, even though normally we don't trust a girl, since that Badika of the Isha, in combination with the Chazaka of Rava, those two could together could combine as an Emanus, and that's why we trust Nashim, even Lacher Per. Then we said, according to Behuda in the Braisa, Tocha Perk, Ein and Nashim, both Kisosam, but during the Perk, which means between the age of 11 and 12, with the case of a Safik, we do not trust women. So Kisavar, why? They hold Tocha Perk, Kilachar Perk, that they hold, if a woman were to have Simanim, if she has Shtei Saros between the age of 11 and 12, it would be acceptable, and she would have a Din of a Gadola. And therefore, since it's going to create a Gadola, we can't trust Isha. She's not Neman. Ula Achar Perak, Dika Chazaka. Now after the Perak, where there's already Chazaka Rava kicks in, the Chazaka Rava kicks in only after 12. So even though Toch Perak, we don't trust her, because she's standing alone, it's just her that we're relying on, but after 12, after the Perak, where there's also the Chazaka Rava, then we could Samchina Anashim Uvaki, like I said earlier, that you can't rely on the women, since it works in combination with the Chazaka as well. But Tocha Perak, but during the Perak, between the age of 11 and 12, the Leka Chazaka the Rava. Rava's Chazaka doesn't exist during the age of 11 and 12. Lo Savchinu Anashim v'lo Barki Nashim. There, we don't trust the women alone, because they stand alone, there's no Chazaka to support them, and therefore there's no Bedika Tocha Perak. Then the Braisa says, V'shita Rabbi Shimon is, Omer Af Tocha Perak Nashim Barki Nashim. Even during the Perak, even between 11 and 12, we do Bedika. Why? Because Kesavar Tocha Perak Lefnei Perak. Any Shtei Saros that she grows during 11 and 12 is part of Lefnei Perak, which means they're not the Simon Galus. So we have to know if there's Shtei Saros there, and then she becomes 12 and those Shtei Saros are still there, we cannot rely on the Shtei Saros, because Shtei Saros during Tocha Perak is as if she saw them Lefnei Perak, which means it's Shuma Be'ab Alma. And therefore, as the Gemara explains, by Bedika, she needs a Bedika during the Perak, because Dima Shatav, you find Shtei Saros, and Lacha Perak, they're still there, we render them as a Shumaninu, and that not qualifying as a Shtei Saros. So then the Gemara quotes in the Braisa further, B'nei Manus Isha Lahachmer Bo Lahakel. That we said in the Braisa, that when we trust the women, it's only the Lagabi Chumra, but if it's going to produce a Kula, we wouldn't rely on them. So Haiman Katarina, who authored this stage of the Braisa? Who was one saying this? Rashi explains what the Shaila here is. Rashi says, six narrow lines up. Haman Katanila. Deha, the Rabbi Shimon lo mitokman. You can't say this is Shita's Rabbi Shimon. Remember, Rabbi Shimon says Toch Zmano is Kilafnei Zmano. Rabbi Huda says Toch Zmano is Kilachar Zmano. Which means any Shtei Saros she sees during that time period, are they considered as if they're meaningless? Lefnei Zmano, that's Rabbi Shimon. Or is Toch Zmano Shtei Saros like Lachar Zman, and they're acceptable? So back to Rashi again. We can't say this is referring to Rabbi Shimon. The Chayvin Damar Toch HaPerek, Kilafnei HaPerek, since he holds Shtei Saros, Toch HaPerek is like Lefnei HaPerek. So I Batkile, if they check Toch HaPerek, my gedola he? What's the gedola here? Shalot Timai Nika, Va'amr Safil Meshacha Shumaninu. So there's no din of the Braisa gave an example of Chumra Lekula regarding Mian. For Rabbi Shimon, there's no Mian to speak of because you don't trust him at all. So who authored this Braisa that you trust Chumra, not Lekula? So the Gemara says, Ibai Seima Rabbi Huda Atoch HaPerek. It's referring to Rabbi Huda, because Rabbi Huda again said, if she gets Shtei Saros during Toch HaPerek, those are acceptable. So when we accept it, Toch Zmano, we only accept it L'chumra, that she can't do Chalitz anymore, and she also, rather, she can't do Miyun anymore, that's a Chumra, but she can't do Chalitz yet, because that's a Kula to do Chalitz. That's what it means. Or Ibai Seima, going on to the next daf, we'll finish here, Ibai Seima, Rabbi Shimon, Ula Achar Perek, referring to La Achar Perek. When we said the Chumra L'Kula, referring to La Achar Perek, and because less say Chazak the Rava, because he doesn't hold the Rava. So the way it works is that since there's no din of Rava, so there's no Chazaka Rava, he doesn't hold the Chazaka Rava that she reaches the age of year, there's the Simanim that are there, the Chazaka doesn't exist. All that exists is the Bedik of a woman. But since the women are not Nemenes, so it's only trust her in a limited way. We trust her if she sees Shtei Saros after Bedik, we trust her in that she can't do Miyun anymore, she could do Gedola, but we can't trust the Kula to allow for a Chalitza until it's clear, Yadua, that Shivada has Shtei Saros. Okay, we'll stop here and have a wonderful day.